Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wa usalli wa usallimu ala al-mab'uthi rahmatan lil alamin, nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man tabi'ahum bi ihsan ila yaumiddin wa ba'd. Faqad qala jalla wa ala fi kitabih ba'd a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: هجبت النار بالشهوات وهجبت الجنة بالمكاره، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Honorable ulama kiram, respected elders, brothers, mothers and sisters that may be listening on the receivers, we start by praising Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, sending peace and salutations upon the noble master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First and foremost, we should be grateful and thankful to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for the numerous bounties which Allah has blessed us. And amongst the many bounties which Allah has blessed us, the greatest of that which is the bounty of being amongst the ummah of none other but Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Be rest assured, my brother, the mere fact you are the reciter of this kalima la ilaha illallah, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has exceptionally mentioned this in a hadith, man qala la ilaha illallah dakhala al-jannah. That individual that will recite the kalima la ilaha illallah, he will be able to enter Jannah, not through his own not through his own doings, but rather with the barakat of this kalima. That is why, when this kalima will be presented on the day of Qiyamah, on the scales, and the seven heavens, and the seven, and the entire earth, and the entire universe on the other part of the scale, the kalima of this kalima la ilaha illallah will weigh out everything. And the reality of this will only come to touch you and I that our eyes close. Because in qabr, once we're gone, there's no return. And unfortunately, man tends and lacks to understand that there is no coming back from qabristan. The reality is we visit the qabristan perhaps on daily basis, but the reality of death doesn't touch our hearts. These are Allah we have to stand in front of. These are Allah we have to answer to. We tend to forget that. And that is where insan decides to fall short on his amal, on his doings. As far as recognition and the connection with Allah is concerned, he tends to lose the touch. And that is where we fall short. We get carried away with everything in this dunya, forgetting there is an akhirah waiting for us. But this kalima, la ilaha illallah, taught us that there is something as qabr, as hashar, as akhirah, as standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and giving hisab. That is why the riwayat is there in Kanzul Ummal. One day the qabila of Muzayna was sitting. People from the qabila of Muzayna came to visit the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood up and he mentioned to this entire gathering that was seated there, ni'ma ar-rajul ana li shirari ummati. I am the best advocate to fight the cases of the criminals of my ummah on that day of qiyamah, when there will be no other advocate to fight the cases of the criminals of my ummah. So a person from the qabila of Muzayna, he stood up, he said, Ya Rasulullah, I have a question. Anta li shirarihim fa kayfa li khiyarihim. If you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are for the evil and the wicked of this ummah, what happens to the best of this ummah? They also require intercession. That is why intercession is something very great on the day of Qiyamah and a means of salvation for every ummati to enter Jannatul Firdaus. The riwayat is there in Mishkat Sharif, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will come onto the, before the arsh of Allah, he'll climb on there and he'll fall in sajda, he'll stand up, he'll fall in sajda, he'll stand up, he'll fall in sajda. And this exercise of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will carry out and carry on until the mercy of Allah will call out, Ya Muhammad, O Muhammad, irfa' ra'asak, irfa' ra'asak, lift your head, sal tu'ata, ask, we will grant it to you, washfa' tu shaffa, intercede and we accept your intercession. Now brothers, the point I'm trying to make is, our focus in life is lost. We have lost the focus. Our forefathers perhaps did not have so many kitabs around them, perhaps so many ulama around them, but they had a vision. When they came from India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, wherever they came from different various parts of Africa, be it from any part of the world, when they came to South Africa, their focus and vision and goal was the first thing. Let's put up a masjid. But it was not billions of rands or millions of rand masjid. No. It was a simple masjid. Establish the deen of Allah. That was the goal. Establish the deen of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Today, our focus, they didn't have so many ulama. They didn't have so many masajid. They didn't have so many makatib. They didn't have so much of resources as well. What Allah has granted us. Because latus'alunna yawma idhin anin na'im. We tend to forget. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah Pak will question you and I, both of us. We all part of it. Each man, tap any man and ask him to look into his heart. To point to somebody else, very easy. But my brother, we all are victims of our sin. The downfall of our sin. This morning a person asked me, one of the youngsters, he said, Mufsar, we need to arrange this particular thing and that particular thing, and he's given me a whole list because they'll be traveling to Turkey, etc. Allah, make it easy for the brothers and sisters at that part of the world. Brothers, Allah Ta'ala, save our country from going sense, because it's a reality. Quran speaks of it. Earthquakes are reality. Before Qiyamah, Ya ayyuhan nas uttaqu rabbakum. Ya ayyuhan nas uttaqu rabbakum. O people, fear Allah. Inna zalzalat as-sa'ati shay'un azim. The tremor of Qiyamah is severe. Yawma tarawnaha tadhhalu kullu murdhi'atin amma ardha'at wa tad'u kullu dhati hamlin hamlaha wa tara an-nasa sukara wa ma hum bisukara walakin 'adhab Allahi shadid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah make it easy on the day of Qiyamah, when the tremor of Qiyamah will hit you, insan, the people will be running from left to right thinking, and if you had to look at them, you will regard those people to be intoxicated. But Quran says, وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى. They are not in intoxicated. وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. But know and understand, the punishment of Allah is severe. Now imagine small tremors and earthquakes has shaken the world. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا. When the earth will not just go through tremor, but entire earthquake, the entire world will shake. That is Qiyamah. That is Qiyamah. What have you and me prepared for? What have we prepared for our Akhirah? Every single day our focus is, one is pinpointing at each other. Second, our focus is always, how my brother cannot succeed, whether he's in business, whether he's in his health. We've become very selfish. Insan has become very selfish. Open our hearts for the ummah. Open our, forgive. If you're not in talking terms with your brother for years, go and make maaf. Allah's qasam, you ask him, no, Mara, you have no idea what this guy done to me. Mara, ko warso khai gyo. He took my entire warso away. My children have suffered. Mara, I'll catch him on the day of Qiyamah. My brother, you have time to mention that. What about that Fajr Salah that you lost out in your whole life? But on that other hand also, if that other brother who has eaten somebody's haq, he mustn't sit and say, yeah, I still go for namaz. He doesn't come. He's blaming, I ate it up. No. My brother, you also go and give him his right back. Because you also have to go in the qabar. So it's vice versa. Brothers, we have to stand before Nabi alayhi salam. Before we stand in front of Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, the Nabi of Allah needs to be proud of us as his ummatis. Bottom line. Bottom line. Then our generations to come will be successful. If we have no Allah's khawf in our life, how will our children gain Allah's khawf in their life? It's reality. We need to face these things are happening in front of us. People are rushing to Turkey to help others. Very good. We should try and do that to the best. Give our wealth in the path of Allah. But my brother, I have a question. To write a check is very easy. To do an EFT is very easy. Very easy. To give uplang also is very easy. It's one packet. Allah na rasta ma mursab tamar khabar. MashaAllah, alhamdulillah, Allah ta'ala, I open my heart. Hum, atla laak hapela chhe. Boharo, very nice. Allah accept from you. But five times salah with jamaat, lost. What happened to the right of Allah? Zakat? No, we cutting corners. Kickbacks from the bank? We want to take. Why? Because the bank is giving us kickbacks. We look for easy ways. We involving ourselves in haram and doing wrong to Allah Pak on daily basis as a ummah. How Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be proud of us. Yet, the hadith I mentioned in Kanzul Ummal, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes on to explain, I will fight the cases of the criminals of my ummah. What does that tell us? That Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam already knew what we and you will be doing. What is ummah will be faced with? He said, I fear my ummah. I don't fear anything on my ummah. Two things. Bani Israel went through it. What? Woman and wealth. This is what I fear for my ummah. And look at any problem today. If it's not wealth, it has to do with power. And power and wealth goes hand in hand. And second is woman. We have lost the plot, brothers. Why are we losing the plot? If I look in my life, am I a good example as a father to my children? Each person think for himself. Each person think to himself. Unfortunately, today we find old age homes. It's reality of life, but it's not supposed to be the reality of life. Where parents have been thrown away. Why? The children can't look after the father. A good saying, I went through it. It takes a life long for a father to make sure all his children grow up well. It takes life long for a father to make sure that all his children grow well. But it takes a second for the children to decide it takes a second for the children to decide that the father's growth will be unwell. I never understood it, what they were trying to say. And then I kept on reading it, and then when I visited the old age home, and I still remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, full marum uncle Gora rahmatullah alayhi's qabr. He is one of the founder members of in Benoni Muslim Charity Organization back in Johannesburg, in Benoni. I was traveling with him, and he took me to the old age home. Now I'm asking him, I say, Uncle Gora, why are we going? They said, Musab, come with me. And as we're going, this was a gravel road. On the gravel road, the Kala was busy pulling her bag and dragging her bag. And she's walking. I just seen her auntie in a cloak, far away. But you can see it's an elderly auntie. And there was a car coming from the other side, from the farm, where the old age home is. And they happened to reach to her first. And anyway, they put her in the car and they took her away. When we reached there, we visited everyone. Before we left, the management, Uncle Bhai Marum, also Rahmatul Alayhi, was there. I asked him, I said, I have a question. So Angora turned around, he said, I know what Mufsab wants to ask. I said, gee Angora, what do you think I want to ask? He said, you want to know what happened with that Kala? I said, yes. I want to know what happened with that Kala. That Kala, her son left her on the main road. Told her, take a walk down the road. It's not far from here, Ma. I have to rush for a meeting. She was still busy making dua for her son. But the son never showed up. I queried after that with Bhai Marum Rahmatullah Alayhi. He told me, he said, the son never showed up, Mufti Sahab, even after her death. Now what I'm asking is, are we chasing dunya so much that we've forgotten where our akhirah starts? وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. Quran says, don't even say "uff" to your parents. Those youth, oh youth, if Allah has given your parents, value them. Allah's qasam, the day they're not here, you will find yourselves sinking and you will have nowhere to turn. Look after your parents. Go and ask that father, he may have told you something. Your mother may have told you something. Go and ask for maaf. Turn back to Allah. Remember, we want the intercession of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bottom line. Bottom line. We all are full of sin. So a person from Muzaina stood up. He asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Anta li shirarihim fa kayfa li khiyarihim. O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you are for the evil and the wicked of this ummah, then what happens to the pious of this ummah? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Khayaru ummati yadkhuluna al-jannata bi'a'malihim. Khayaru ummati yadkhuluna al-jannata bi'a'malihim. Wa shiraru ummati yantadhiruna shafa'ati. My sahaba have nothing to argue about. The pious of this ummah have nothing to worry about. Why? Quran also mentions, Allah, Allah, listen, listen, Allah, pay attention, Allah, inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. The friends of Allah, the friends of Allah have nothing to worry. Why? There's no sadness that overpowers them. Why? They are connected to Allah. If this ummah could come to that level, when a calamity befalls on this ummah. So I was mentioning this morning, this youngster asked me this question. And he's telling me, he says, Mufsab, if what happens if we plan this and get this kind of help to Turkey and that, I said, boy, mashallah, Allah reward you people's intention. Whichever organization you or you're affiliated with, and you're going, just make sure everything is discharged correctly, and go do your work with the good intention that you are going. All I need to tell you is, at the time of Sahaba, in Khilafat of Umar ibn al-Khattab, exactly of 2 minutes, Morana warned me, 40 Mufsab, make sure you finish up, you mustn't go longer than that. So anyway, so at the time of Khilafat of Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiallahu ta'ala an, Umar radiallahu anhu was busy with Khilafat issues. Brothers, we need to understand, what I'm trying to say is how we've lost the plot. Umar radiallahu anhu is involved in Khilafat issues. A volcanic eruption takes place where it's a whole blast and there's lava flowing all over on the outskirts of Medina. They run to Umar ibn al-Khattab and they say, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, we have a problem. What happened? He says, no, there's lava flowing and there's a problem. It's coming towards Medina to Munawwara. Umar radiallahu anhu said, listen to me. Listen to me. I'm very busy with Khilafat issues. Go to this particular Sahabi. Look at the focus of Sahaba, and they knew each other's spirituality level. They didn't pinpoint fingers also to each other. But look at how they worked. Go to this particular Sahabi, give him my salam, and tell him Umar has said that you must go and deal with the issue of this volcanic eruption, whatever took place. Brothers, we're talking of flowing lava. It could destroy Madinatul Munawwara. They didn't even have technology to the level what we have. The group runs to that particular Sahabi. If I'm not mistaken, it was Abdullah ibn Mas'ud or Abu Ayyub Ansari. I've minced myself with the names of Sahaba. But anyway, they run to that particular individual, the Sahabi, and they give him the peygham and the message of Umar. And he goes there where lava is flowing down and stands up and lifts his hands and cries and begs to Allah. Allah makes it such that the lava goes into the ground back and everything is dry. Why this ummah cannot do the same? Why we can't do the same? Allah has given us the musalla. Allah has given us Quran. Allah has given us hadith. Allah has given us sunnah of Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We tend to argue for everything. Nowadays, even if there's something of deen happening, we have to try and justify it with this in Quran. We've lost the plot. We need to come back to Quran and Hadith. That is where the focus of Sahaba was. And what was that? Akhirah. Quran turns you to Akhirah. Quran turns you to Allah, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Brothers, I'll complete the Hadith and I'll complete the day after. So the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, my Sahaba have nothing to worry about. خيار أمتي يدخلون الجنة بأعمالهم وشرار أمتي ينتظرون شفاعتي. And the evil and the wicked of my ummah will be waiting for my intercession. They'll be waiting for my intercession. وشرار أمتي ينتظر إلا أنها مباحة يوم القيامة لجميع أمتي. Allah has made it possible that I will intercede for the entire ummah of mine. يوم القيامة لجميع أمتي إلا رجل ينتقص أصحابي. Besides that individual who will speak ill of my Sahaba. أصحابي كالنجوم فبأيهم اقتديتم اهتديتم. My Sahaba are like guiding stars. Pick up any one of them's life and tend to follow. You'll be not just righteously but rightfully also guided. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire one and all. وما علينا إلا البلاغ. سبحان الله وبحمده. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.